Hello everyone, Raman Kumar here, Senior Program Manager with Azure Tools team. We are going to show you how to add your private Git repository as artifact repository in your lab. Right now, we are supporting only Visual Studio Online, Git, and GitHub repositories. We will start by looking at a VSO Git repository and later look at a GitHub repository. I have created a folder artifacts under my private Git repository, and inside this folder I'm going to save all the artifacts that I'm going to create. Now I want to share all these artifacts with everybody in the lab. Let's go to a lab and see how I can do it. Once inside the lab, I can go to artifact repository, and here I have to enter all the details of my private VSO Git repository. Now, the first thing that I need is a name. Let's go and enter a nice name. And then I need the Git clone URI. Let's go back to the VSO Git repository. And here I can find the clone URI. I can click this button to copy the URI. Then I have to just go and paste it. Then you can see here I have saved all the artifacts under this artifacts folder. And now I have to specify the relative part of this folder. So I can just say slash artifacts. Now I need a personal access token. Using this token, lab is going to talk to the VSO Git repository and retrieve all the artifacts that I'm going to save under this artifacts folder. Let's go back to the VSO Git repository. Now here you will find a button. Click on this button and this will generate a personal access token or password. Click on the button to copy it, and then you can go back and enter the token. That's it. I showed you how to do it if you saved your artifact in a VSO Git repository. Now let's check it out how you would have done the same thing if you would have used a GitHub repository. Let's go to a GitHub repository. The first thing that you need is the clone URL. You can find it here. Just click on the button. Again, you can copy the URL. The next thing that I need is the personal access token. You can go to this icon, then click on settings, then go to personal access token, and then click on generate new token, and then I can click on generate token, which will generate a token for me. Again, I can click on copy token. That's it. We saw how you can add your private Git repository as artifact repository in your lab. I hope you found it very useful. If you want to get started with DevTest Lab, you can follow these instructions in Azure Preview Portal. Thank you.